Stephanie Pierce, Director of Community Engagement from the Grand Rapids African American Health Institute, shares that many in the African American community are struggling with not knowing what will happen once eviction moratoriums are lifted and unemployment funds run out.
You know, will I have employment when I come out of this? Am I going to have some place to live when I come out of this? Right now, there are securities in place to keep people from evictions. But what happens when the rent comes due?
Well, the undocumented immigrant community has some similar concerns. Sergio Cira Reyes, an organizer with Movimiento Cosecha GR, says they are most concerned about not being able to access the support others can due to a lack of legal status.
The lack of qualifications to receive like the federal checks that are coming to people, other services that they've never been able to qualify for, like cash assistance or these other types of aids that they desperately need right now, they don't qualify for.
But for many in the disability community, social distancing is causing them to lack the necessary support to have their needs met, according to Dave Bukowski, executive director with Disability Advocates of Kent County.
It's just a lot tougher for some folks to get their basic needs met when staying separate is not either the best for your mental health or for your physical health.
I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.